This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The competition among Michigan and several other states has been fierce. The prize? Taiwanese firm Foxconn and its liquid crystal display plant. It appears Wisconsin will be winning the grand prize. President Trump is expected to announce today that new plant is going to Wisconsin, but Michigan may yet get a runner-up prize. Dustin Walsh of Crane's Detroit Business is with us now via Skype. And Dustin, as you and I talk right now, we're waiting for official word from what, the White House?
Yeah, that is right. We're waiting for the White House to confirm that Wisconsin is going to get the prize, which is the first liquid display plant. But the rumor is, or at least the speculation is, and what we're hearing from Michigan officials, is that there will be more than one. So Michigan is still in play.
And it is interesting, the announcement coming on the very day Governor Snyder was out in Rochester Hills signing the Good Jobs for Michigan tax incentive package. And that was really crafted to lure Foxconn to Michigan, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is correct. So the legislation is really designed to allow any Michigan company that's going to expand or relocate basically receive a 10-year 100% abatement on the personal income tax withholdings of their employees. But there was a special provision added specifically for Foxconn where it specifies any employer that creates 3,000 jobs or more will get a touch better rate on that.
And Foxconn is planning to build more than one plant in more than one state. So what might Michigan see as a consolation prize?
Well, it could be a very similar plant. We're not entirely sure. I mean, obviously, the 3,000 jobs written to the Good Jobs bill seems to be an indication of how many jobs they're looking to add. But we're not sure on the total investment. The ranges that have been out there have been anywhere from a couple billion to up to $5 billion, up to $10 billion. We believe the one in Wisconsin is going to be a $10 billion investment. Mm. So we're assuming something less than that here, but we're not sure exactly what it's going to look like.
And your story for Crane's Detroit Business kind of points us toward a possible location in Romulus, that some things are maybe already underway.
That is correct. From what we're hearing from sources, that they're already in discussions about permitting for water use, working with the local community colleges for a specific site in Romulus. We do not know what that site is going to be yet, but there were other places that were being thrown around, such as Lyon Township, a space out there. So we're not sure where it may land, but it does seem to be kind of toward that west side of southeast Michigan.
Now, you note in your piece for Crane's, Wisconsin has kind of seen these negotiations turn political. How's that happened? How is it playing out?
You know, it's some people are saying it's the Scott Walker effect, right? Scott Walker's playing into the hands of the president, and he's made a lot of job promises that haven't exactly come true in Wisconsin. So the idea of being able to just jumpstart 3,000 jobs, particularly with the president out there rallying for you, puts a big feather in his cap. But of course, the worry with the incentive package in Wisconsin, reports coming out of Milwaukee are saying that the incentive package could total $1 billion, up to $3 billion. Which is almost unheard of a tax incentive package that large. So, you know, the worry is that you're giving away quite a lot to attract only a few thousand jobs. We're a little more insulated than that here in Michigan, and we haven't had quite the political pushback that they're seeing there. But it will be interesting how that plays out.
And as you point out also in your piece, Democrats have been basically kept in the dark, whereas here in Michigan, we saw, even though the legislative leaders were against the Good Jobs package, we saw bipartisan support and strength enough to clear the thing and put it on the governor's desk to sign today.
That's right. And you're seeing a lot of that. I mean, especially from the business community, you're hearing a lot about how Michigan just isn't competitive with its tax incentives, which is an interesting debate coming from both sides, because you're not quite sure where to rest on that. The argument is always that it's a race to the bottom, right? Every state's offering these incentive packages that are really just putting more and more pressure on the tax base. But you are in Michigan. We're seeing there are more economic projects going on right now and more attraction going on right now, collectively, bipartisan even, than I've seen in my career. So it's kind of, which way do you look? You know, there's a lot going on. We just can only hope that the packaging that we're putting together with incentives is thoughtful and isn't going to put too much pressure on the taxpayers.
And as you point out in your piece, Foxconn left another suitor in the lurch in 2013, didn't it?
That's right. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, they had talked about, and this is a much smaller investment, they're talking about a $30 million plant there that would employ up to 500 people. But they had everyone on the economic team there rallying to get incentives put together, and then nothing ever happened. You know, we hope that doesn't happen in this case. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's progressing a little further, but, you know, there's always that fear.
Dustin Walsh, Crane's Detroit Business, thanks very much.
Thank you.